Hello, Dexter families. This is Amy Lamb welcoming you to podcast 4 of the It's a Journey podcast series. Today we're going to focus in a little on some pieces we haven't been able to talk about yet on ways to help our teens be successful and explore some resources that might be able to support our journey moving forward. I don't know about all of you, but I dreaded moving into the teen years. Parents had scared me about some of the awfulness that can come along with the teen years. And one of the things that I've really found is teen years have actually been kind of fun. With that said, they all have their high spots and low spots. The early years, the young years, the teen years. So I think it's important to explore a little bit about some of the differences between ourselves and our teens when they were kids. We're going to talk a little bit about ways that we can help our children to build resiliency as they move forward, how we can capitalize on some of their strengths, and then resources to support the journey.
When I think about some of the differences between our experience as teenagers and our teens' experience today, two things really stand out. One is the amount of freedom that we may have had as teenagers that they might not experience, and the other is our ability to have experiences with problem solving that maybe our teens don't have today. So thinking about freedom, when we left the house in the morning as teenagers with our car, we returned at 7 or 8 o'clock at night after our sporting events or whatever the case might be. No one really knew where we were during that time. Our teens today don't necessarily have that luxury. The majority of us probably have some sort of an app or some sort of tracking system within all of our phones that allow us to be able to see where any of our family members are at any given period of time. You can open it up and you can watch your child as they're driving from one place to another to make sure that they're getting there safely. You can get an alert that says that they've arrived at a particular location so that you can have some peace of mind. Our parents didn't have that. And sometimes when I think about it, I don't know how they raised teens without it. But thinking about some of the things that we might have learned throughout those experiences and that freedom that we had is something that's very different for us as compared to our teens today. Another area where we can notice some differences is this area of problem solving. So remember how when we might have gotten a bad test grade and you might have had to take that paper home and have your parents sign off on it? Well, we had this luxury of time to be able to get that test grade, go home, think about how are we going to explain to our parents why we got the grade that we did, what is our plan to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Our teens don't have that. We generally see their test scores pop in through PowerSchool just as quickly as they do. And sometimes it leads us to overreact right away. Thinking about that is a big difference. They don't ever really have the ability to be able to think about what it is that they need to do differently, how they're going to explain it to us. Those are all really critical pieces as we think about how we grow as problem solvers and being able to kind of navigate through some of those unexpected things that might come our way. So the question is, what can we as parents really do to help our kids to continue to be able to develop these things and still have some of that peace of mind that we enjoy? I think we can all remember times where our parents might have given us advice, we chose not to listen to it, made some mistakes, and still learned the lessons the hard way. Our kids need those same experiences. So we have to think about, as adults, we don't really have all of the answers. A lot of the things that I've learned through making mistakes. But that mindset is that the mistakes is how we learn, and it helps us to get better. And it's really about failing forward. Sometimes we get really stuck in this idea that failure is bad, and it's not an option. Failure is not only an option. It actually is on the path of many people's journeys to success. For example, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school varsity basketball team. Oprah Winfrey was fired from her job as a television reporter because they thought she was unfit for television. Walt Disney was fired by the editor of a newspaper saying that he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. And J.K. Rowling had her Harry Potter series turned down by 12 publishing houses before it was finally accepted. When we think about some of these things, we see that failure is indeed on many people's path to success. As parents, this is where trying to reinforce the growth mindset in our children can really come into play, helping them to understand that when they have obstacles, that it's really an opportunity to grow, that if they got a bad grade on a particular test, that it just means that they haven't grasped the concept yet. Asking them, what can I do to help support you in understanding the material better? Is there a way that you can go meet with your teacher to be able to ask the questions that you might have? Looking for that feedback and seeing it as being constructive. So as parents, our role is really more of the facilitator. We're helping them to be able to think through how they can move forward, what questions they could ask their teacher, and how to seek out the feedback that's going to give them information that helps them learn and be able to continue to develop the skills that they're going to need to be successful as they move forward. I know that this is all easier said than done, and that it requires us to really reframe how we look at some of those obstacles that our teens might be experiencing. But using this idea of failing forward helps to teach our teens perseverance and helps them to build skills of resiliency that are going to be incredibly helpful for them as they move forward. This idea of resilience is one where people have the ability to cope despite stressors that they might face. And it's about being able to handle problems and use their strengths so that they don't feel like they're stuck and unable to continue to move forward, but that they can continue to move forward even in difficult situations and sometimes see how those difficult situations actually make them stronger on the other side. Resiliency requires our teens to be able to leverage their strengths. We all know that each one of our children is distinctly different from the other one. They have very unique characteristics and interests, ideas, and talents. So how do we really identify what some of those strengths might be for our teen? The Gallup organization has been researching and studying strengths and how we can leverage them for years. And they have a tool available that I've used professionally as I do team building activities. I've also found this tool to be helpful with the college students that I work with as they work to be able to clearly identify strengths that they bring forward to employers as they're moving into interview situations. The tool is called StrengthFinders 2.0, and it can be incredibly helpful for us as parents as well. The book comes with a free access code to an assessment that your teen can complete online, and then it will give them a profile of what some of their strengths are as well as descriptors of those strengths. This can be incredibly helpful for us as parents to see a little bit more about our child's unique footprint in terms of their strengths and what they can bring to the table, because that's really a great area to think about emphasizing. How do we help our children build upon the strengths that they already have? This idea can be incredibly empowering for teens as they learn about ways to be able to describe strengths that they have. It can also help us as parents think about ways that we can help them to build that resiliency as they're failing forward and navigating some of the challenges that might come along their way. As we wrap up the podcast, I want to provide a few resources that might be beneficial for parents as you're thinking about wanting to learn more about some of these ideas. So we talked today about the idea of failing forward. John Maxwell has a nice, very small book about this exact concept, so I would encourage people to perhaps check that out. There's also a book called Smart But Scattered, and this might be helpful for some of you who are watching your teen and thinking that maybe some of their executive functioning skills might need some help in the development process. So the Smart But Scattered series has some tools and strategies for you that might be helpful as you're trying to help your teen navigate peer pressure, increase their follow-through, be able to manage a schedule, some of those sorts of pieces. So that can be a really nice resource for parents as well. I do encourage people to check out the StrengthsFinder 2.0 to be able to have your teen go through the assessment and find out what some of their own personal strengths look like. For those of you who are interested in hearing a little bit more about how the teenage brain is wired, there's a nice book out there called The Teenage Brain by Frances Jensen, and it gives you a nice summary about how those brains are developing and what we can do to support our kids during that time frame. I also highly recommend the book Grit. There's also a TED Talk if you'd rather watch the TED Talk. It talks about the power of passion and perseverance, which kind of leads into that idea of resiliency that we were exploring, and I think it can be a really nice book for parents of teens to read as we try and instill some of those skills in our kids. For those of you with teen girls and you're trying to build their confidence, there's a great book out there called The Confidence Code There's two different kinds of the texts out there. There's the confidence code for girls, and then there's also just the regular, the confidence code. Either one can be great, just kind of depends on the age range of your teen. So I encourage you to check out the descriptions and find which one might fit you best. The last resource that I wanted to mention is the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. Many of us are aware of Stephen Covey's work with the 7 Habits, and this is a book that's written specifically for teens, and it was recently updated so that it speaks specifically to this iGen generation. So I encourage you to check it out. It comes very much from a positive psychology approach and helping kids to be able to feel empowered, to be able to handle some of the challenges that might be coming their way. I want to thank everybody for listening in. I hope that you have found some of these podcasts to be beneficial. And I hope that you feel just a little bit less alone on this journey as we're raising our teens today. Thank you again. Have a great day.